Today, we have Chris Watkins joining us on Castle Country Focus to kind of wrap up the legislative session and, fill in the blank spots of her reporting on that important governmental process. Thank you, Chris, for joining us.
Well, you're welcome. Glad to be here.
Well, I think you have bragging rights, and you did bring some much-needed money to Wellington City.
Yes, I was able to, Mayor Joan Powell and I went in front of the Natural Resources Subappropriation Committee, and we requested $300,000. We were given $150,300. And one of the members of that committee, when it was kind of all said and done, came to me, because that was a committee I served on before, and he said, your request was the only one that was given outside of committee members. So all of those that were on the committee, of which the senator is the chairman of that committee, Senator Hinkins, and so everyone on that committee had come with requests for the areas that they represent. My request was the only one that was funded from someone that was not on the committee. So I took that as a real compliment for me having been on that committee and the needs that Wellington City had for this money.
Yeah, and they certainly do that. And the object is to clean out the Price River, or to,
right.
Make the channel.
And, right, but in order to do that, you have to have an engineering plan as to where you're going to dig, how you're going to dig, and the Corps of Army Engineers, they require that. And so, obviously, that's a little pricey. And then once you get that done, to even apply for get the permit is like $40,000 or $45,000. So we're hoping this money will go far. one of the fun things is the second to the last day, the last couple of days, we were hearing and voting on bills that had fiscal notes. In other words, if we passed it, there was money involved in that bill. There were a number of bills we did not pass. This pot of money grew, and this was on both sides, the Senate and the House, and it grew. And I represent a good chunk of Duchesne County also. And one of the things that I was working, I didn't do the bill. It was actually Senator Van Tassel. We had requested about $4.5 million to build a new welding building with the Uinta Basin Technology College. And during the normal process, it was number 5 on the list. And the cutoff was after number 4. So they were so close and didn't get it. But when we didn't pass a number of these bills that had fiscal notes, one of the things that they were able to fund was this project. And I was really happy about that, because we have a great welding program here, and they have a great one there, but they're in a very, very tiny facility, almost a temporary one, and this will give them a new building and be able to accept the students who are asking to come into that program.
Yeah.
And so there were other things that were funded. So that was really nice.
That is good. In fact, the student that has just won the National Welding Contest was from Duchesne, and that's where he started out.
That's where he started out. I read the article. He wasn't doing well in school. His mom convinced him to try this, and it opened up a whole new world for him. And that's what these technical schools can do. Not everyone's cut out for a 4-year college degree, but they have skills and gifts in building things or planning. And so I just think for them to get this, they were literally, as we term, shovel ready. They had the parking, the sidewalks, everything there. They just needed the funds for the building. And so they had done their due diligence. And so I was, everyone there, as I spoke with them about the importance of this, they totally agreed. it was just a matter of getting that little extra funding to give that to them. So that was a real win.
And that was $4.5 million, you say?
Yes. It doesn't sound, it sounds like a lot, but in the term of building, it's very small. And, you know, we have new revenue this year, and about 60% of that went to public education. And the legislature has not been able to allocate that amount of money for quite a while. You know, since the recession, a lot of things that education had worked for, they just lost during the recession. So it's been a rebuilding time for them. And so this was a good year with the 4% in the WPU, fully funding enrollment growth, which was about $70 million. They were able to fund a new school for the deaf and blind in Utah County. It's going to be a new campus. And one of the fun things is $2.6 million for educator licensing fees. So now when a teacher goes to renew their license, they don't have to pay for it. And it's just a couple of hundred dollars, but it was a good help for teachers. So I was pleased about that.
Well, now that you've been there, been out, and now you're back again, are you glad you went back again?
Yes. And actually, it was a pretty calm legislature this year. I was in when we had some pretty tumultuous times, and so it was pretty calm. Nothing that was a big hot item per se. You know, we made some changes, and we talked about them the other day. One of them was we don't have to have our cars inspected anymore, but that doesn't start till this coming January. So this year, you've still got to go through that process. But when you renew your license, you know, and pay your taxes and stuff, starting January of 2018, an extra dollar will be added to that, and that will go to hiring new hiring new highway patrolmen and kind of bolstering them, because we need some more out there. And so you're only getting a $14 increase in your budget, not $15.
Well, now I feel bad.
Yeah. And, you know, three of our cars are due in December. Oh. So we'll go through all of that, and in January it goes away.
Now, Chris, you could have changed. Just say, let's change one word.
December.
Yeah.
Well, you know, then somebody in November would have complained. So, you know, we'll start out the year all new and fresh and stuff. So that'll be kind of fun. And one of the things that's interesting is we passed this bill, and I was not aware of this, but we have a type of fuel that's called a Tier 3. And we're all using a Tier 2 in our cars. Tier 3 doesn't have the sulfur in it, and it burns very, very clean. But our refineries aren't producing it. So the legislature passed a bill that gives them a tax incentive to buy the equipment, which is pretty pricey, to start producing the Tier 3. And it is so clean that it's like taking four of every five cars off the road. It's so clean.
Four out of five?
Yeah. So in other words, all those cars are going to be driving, but the emissions that are coming out of those cars is so clean that it's like we're taking four out of those five cars off. And
wow.
It is just a very significant piece of legislation for clean air. You know, even though we live in an area that we don't get those inversions, and because we, of course, don't have the amount of traffic, et cetera. But I had a lot of constituents emailing me and saying, anything you can do to help clean up the air, we would greatly appreciate that. So
yeah.
They understand we're not dealing with it, but it's a huge issue up there, and they have family and friends, and, of course, we all travel up there once in a while. And so I thought that was pretty interesting that I had so many emailing me, local ones. I'm not talking people out of my district, saying, hey, do whatever you can to help clean air. And I did. I supported anything that came through to help with helping clean up the air. That's as soon as the governor signs it, I think it goes into effect. We are encouraging this to happen sooner rather than later.
Oh, that's good. Well, Chris, thank you for taking the time and visiting with us, and thank you for your service up at the legislature.
Well, thank you. I take it seriously. I like to listen to my constituents, and I'll continue working for them with our interim meetings, and people can feel free to contact me however they choose, and I'll be glad to help them.
Thank you.